Dubin? Huh? Especially January month is special. Having deep experiences. Yeah? Good. And one of the practices that Baba asks us to do, and there are many practices that Baba asks us to do, mainly Baba has asked us to become the carefree emperors and all those things. But today I want to pick up the topic on the power of good wishes and pure feelings. Right. So each one of us want to practice this. We know the power behind the good wishes and pure feelings. So let us just try to understand what it is all about and how do we bring about that power of pure feelings and good wishes. First of all, let us try to understand, is it necessary to have good wishes and pure feelings? Is it necessary? Why? Why is it necessary to have good wishes and pure feelings? To receive blessings, okay? Content. To make oneself content. And we become positive. We get peace and happiness, okay? Why? Yeah, all these are right. Anything else? Anything else? Vibrations. To spread good vibrations. To protect myself. Protect myself. Protection also happens, yes. Anything else? Yes, mainly Baba wants us to do it, so let us do it. Change in your world. We need to practice this good wishes and pure feelings. Okay, all these answers are right. What I think is to save the energy, soul's energy from draining out. You know, when we have impure feelings, our energies are draining out. When we have bad wishes, like not good wishes for others, then our energy is draining out. So, like that, we are, you know, few minutes we are draining out a lot of energy. So in order to conserve and preserve that energy, we need to have good wishes. So now, having good wishes in a normal situation, it's so good. It's so easy. Right? In a normal situation. As you know, if somebody is talking to me smilingly, somebody is behaving in a proper way with me. So, like smiling back at that person or behaving in a proper way with that person, or that person is helping me and to have good wishes for that person. It's a normal thing. It's a normal thing, but sometimes I think even that, do we do it? Okay, if somebody comes and helps me, so okay, that person's responsible to do it. So why? What's the big deal about it? So we just take everything lightly. Sometimes we are very conjuice, very, what we say, stingy, yeah. We are stingy sometimes to give out good wishes and pure feelings to others. You know, why? Why do we have those blockages? Why is there not a free flow of good wishes for others? Oh? No awareness, okay. Why is there no... Limited cells. Limited. Because I don't have the stock. Right? Because when I don't have the stock, so how am I going to give that energy, positive energy? I don't have that stock of positive energy in me. Okay. So when I'm complaining and about my life. I'm complaining about my health. I'm complaining about this thing. I'm complaining about each and everything. So if somebody is in pain or somebody needs something, so how am I going to give it? Because I myself is in pain. Right? So that consciousness, okay, maybe not everything is right in my life. Not everything is right. But the consciousness, who is with me? Who am I? That awareness, you know, the awareness of being a Brahmin, the awareness of being so elevated, the awareness of being Baba's child, you know. So when there is constant awareness of who I am, constant awareness of the present time, so then no matter if things are not good, things are not well, but my vision, my drishtikon, my way of looking at those things, the situations are positive. So what I do is, as Baba asks us to do, do not become the embodiment of problems, but become an embodiment of solutions. Right? So who in this world doesn't have a single problem? Even he is having a problem. Right? He wants to transform and the children are not ready. He's pushing us since 75 years. And he might have got irritated, but he's God. He's God, sir. Yes. He's concerned because he's God. So each one of us have a problem. There's no single person in this world without any problem, right? So instead of giving energy to the problem, let us give energy to the solutions, right? So this is a positive shift that we need to change. Otherwise, why only I should get this problem? Why not others? Why I am getting this? Why not others? You know, there's a beautiful saying, when something good happens to us, we never say that, why did this happen to me, not for others? When bad happens to us, then we say, why me? You know, if I get a lottery, I don't ask, why me? If I meet with an accident and break my leg, then I say, why me? Right? So, but we know why me. It's a karmic account anyway. So, right? So, we need to maintain that energy level, constant positive energy level, to have good wishes for everything. Not only towards myself, towards others, towards situation, even towards the nature. You know, everyone needs good wishes. Good wishes. So now, how am I going to give good wishes for others? I'll come to the part of pure feelings later. Let us talk about good wishes now. How are we going to give good wishes for the self, good wishes for others? What exactly is good wish? Good wishes. Sorry? Neutrality. Okay. Position of? Detached. Okay. Detachment and good wishes come together. Okay. Merciful. Whatever comes from the heart. Okay, our good wishes, yeah. Yeah, whatever positive it is. My brothers and sister. Okay, the feeling of one family or brother and sister. This is also a good wish, yes. pure thoughts and mercy, having mercy for others. Yes. Yes. Okay. Let us talk about that detachment and, you know, good wishes. Sometimes, okay, I agree with you, but to some extent. Because sometimes if we are too detached, you know, we are so cold. We are not expressing anything. So then also, it is not right. Right? If somebody is in, somebody needs help. So I'm being detached, okay. It's his karma. It's his thing. So why should I help? So that's that type of detachment we don't want. Yeah, that is disconnectedness. But we need to have the concern. Concern part of it we need to have. Concerned about the well-being of others. Concerned about the, you know, like everyone is comfortable. Concern we need to have, but not cold vibes. Completely detached. So when we have that concern, then we always have good wishes. So now, good wishes is like helping the soul to get elevated. To get elevated is good wishes. You know, not only the self, when I give good wishes to the self means elevating the soul to a higher level. You know, that is good wishes. And giving, helping others to also to get elevated. Little bit at least, you know. Then that is also a good wish. Good wishes. So in any way, whichever value it may contain, either it's mercy, either it's love, it's concern, it's respect, it's, you know, and not only these values, but also sometimes there are hard values also we need to practice to have good wishes for others. That's tolerance, determination. Because, you know, tolerance, it's not like when we are tolerating, if we are gripping about it, you know, oh, I need to tolerate so much, I need to do this so much. So when I'm gripping about it, I'm complaining about it, then it's not a real tolerance. Huh? Easy nature. Yeah, easy nature also. But you know, tolerance is always connected with letting go of certain things. You know, letting go of my ego. Letting go. If somebody is screaming at me. Somebody is, you know, like, somebody is not behaving with me properly. So there, I'm tolerating. So why am I tolerating here? Even I could speak back to that person. Even I could speak back to that person. But why am I tolerating is, Baba wants me to tolerate. And in, if I speak back again, the atmosphere, the relationship, the service that supposed to happen, for Baba's sake at least, we need to tolerate. You know, if I don't tolerate, then maybe Baba's service will stop there. That particular service. Maybe it will stop there. So at least for Baba's service to move ahead somewhere, I will have to sacrifice my ego. Somewhere I will have to just bow down. Somewhere I have to be submissive. Somewhere I have to be quiet so that the things move properly. You know. So all these things, that happens only in the gathering, right? So during service, during gathering, during when we are doing things together, all these things happen. So good wishes also means suppressing my, not suppressing, at least pulling me myself back so that the things move smoothly. In a big event, so many people are doing many things. But you know, there might be clashes of ideas, clashes of some, you know, some things. So sometimes I need to just let go or pull myself back. And so this is like, you know, if the system has to move forward properly, if the system has to go smoothly, then you know that is also a good wish. So we have to practicing certain values for that also, right? So you wanted to ask something? You had put your hand. Yes. So then, so then you will have to speak up. Yes, you will have to speak. You have, because all the problems get solved only by conversation. Only by conversation. You know, if you're not able to speak, then you, because if I'm tolerating, but there's so much of depression, so much of separation inside, and then it can explode, right? So if I'm not able to tolerate to that extent, I should go and speak up. Speak up. It's not like bursting or, you know, love, in a proper way. Look, this is how I'm feeling. This is how, whatever comment that you did, whatever you spoke, that hurt me. So, just expressing my feelings, it's not something wrong. But I'm not reacting back. I'm just expressing my feelings as a detached abs. Look, this is what I'm feeling bad about. Expect you to not to repeat that again. I usually don't like this. So just expressing our feelings with proper words, with respect, you know. So then that will clarify or the feeling, because many times, you know, many people will be speaking something and they won't have the slightest idea that I have felt bad about it. They'll just speak and go. They don't have any idea that this person has felt bad about it. Right? So when we express, at least that person comes to know that I have felt bad about it. So proper communication is very much necessary to resolve problems. Yeah? So one of the main things that we need to have for good wishes is the attitude of gratitude. You know, am I thankful for whatever I have got in this life? Am I thankful to each and everything that's there in my life? Am I thankful for the people who have done so many things for me? You know, when I have the attitude of gratitude, automatically my energy level increases. I feel good about it. Look, this person has done so much for me. Without this person, this wouldn't have happened. You know, just giving the credit for what they have done is very much necessary. When we give credit to whatever they have done, they also will feel good. The relationship will improve. The energy level will improve. You know, so when this attitude of gratitude, when I'm speaking of, it's not only for the people who have done something, but also for myself also. Being thankful for myself. Self-respect also. It's also that's very much necessary. Because, you know, they say when we have the feeling of gratitude, we are pulling more energy. More positive energy. In many of the psychologists also, so many of the philosophers nowadays, they also speak about this. And they say, why do we lack certain things in our life? It's because we are always blaming that, we are gripping that, I don't have good health. I'm sick always. So when I'm thinking of sickness, what do we draw? We feel weak and all again draw negative energy of bad health. So if I'm always grieving, I can't do this, I'm about my incapability, then I won't be able to do it. So always think of positive things that always already have God. So if I am sick, what am I going to think? I'm all right. I'll be okay. Until now, at least I have a good, you know, a healthy body. So this is a small thing that has come. This will also pass off. So the acceptance level will increase. When the acceptance level increases, then I invite the power to heal. Healing power comes in, so I start to heal it. So otherwise I'm rejecting it. If my stomach is paining, for example. Okay, when the stomach is paining, what do we usually think? Oh, my stomach is paining. It should not happen like this. I have so much work to do. I'm rejecting it. I don't want the stomach pain. I don't want this. I have so much things to do. I'm rejecting it. When I'm rejecting it, I'm not giving it the energy to heal. Something is wrong with my stomach. It needs the healing power. Something to heal. Right? Instead of giving the healing power, I'm rejecting it. I don't want this. Then my pain will increase. Time for healing also will increase. It will not heal quickly. Many complications will start. So good wishes for that also. Good wishes means acceptance. Whatever is happening in life, not only the physical illness, other things also. Which the things that I don't want in my life, those things are coming. Right? The people whom I don't like, I have to work with them. People whom I don't like, I have to stay with them. The things that I don't like, those things are happening in my life. The incidents are happening. So when those incidents are happening, just accept them. That's all. When I'm accepting it, the healing automatically starts. Why any person comes in my life? Why am I supposed to work with that person? Not with other person? It's a karmic account. It's a karmic account with that person. We know that. As Brahmins, we very well know about the karmic accounts of 63 births. We are the oldest people on this earth. Right? So we have maximum burden of karma. I always say this, just imagine if we are going on a one month of world tour. Okay, so when we start with that world tour, we are so enthusiastic. Wow, we are going to this place, that place, and we are going to see this, we are enjoying this. Towards the starting, we are so enthusiastic, lot of energy, lot of happiness is there, and we went around to different places, enjoyed different places, and all, saw everything. On the 25th or 26th day, what do you feel? How do you feel? 25th or 26th day, how do you feel? Just 3-4 days left for the completion. So how do you feel at that time? Even though if it's exciting, even though if you wanted to go to that place for 25 days of long journey, that would have been really tiring. Really tiring. And when you're in a group of people, you know how sanskar clashes happens. Then at that 25 days of tour, all the energy level must have come down and you just want to go back home, relax, sleep for 2 days, no disturbance, you know, just want to be by yourself. So, we are in that condition now. We are already end of our tour, end of our journey. Yeah, and we're already tired, but we are still pulling on. We want to do, we are doing it because we know that we are going back home. But at the same time, there are people in the world who are starting their journey. They haven't completed still. They are on the first or second or third day of the tour. So their energy level is different from our energy level. So when that happens, then we say, oh, people who don't have knowledge are better off than the Brahmins, sometimes we say. Sometimes we compare. Oh, non-BKs are better than the BKs. BKs do this. All the negative feelings came in like this. Why? Because, and we know why it's happening. Why they are behaving in that way and why Brahmins are behaving in this way. So certain Brahmins, not all. Because, again, the burden level of these people are more than the burden level of those people. You know? So no matter what, we need to have what? Patience and good wishes. Patience and good wishes. So we can't have a question mark. Oh, this person is in Gyan for 25 years. This person is in Gyan for 30 years. So we have a lot of expectations of that person. And no judgment there. We don't have to judge a soul. That person is Baba's child. And just accept the soul as he or she is. That's it. You know, when Baba is not judging, who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? You know, no matter who goes in front of Baba, Baba always smiles and gives power. Right? He never comments, give negative comments. Oh, you did this, you did that. No. He always looks at the virtue of the soul. So in the same way, we also should look at the positive virtues that the soul has. Once, you know, somebody, like in Om Shanti Bhavan, when the people were meeting Baba, Baba used to give personal blessings to the children. Somebody asked Baba at that time, Baba, you know that the person has done so many mistakes. In spite of that, why do you always give blessings? Why don't you correct that person? Why don't you make that person realize that this is a mistake that you have done? Do you know what Baba said? Baba said, Baba's energy is so powerful that if I look at the negativity of that soul, it's like a stamp. Just imagine, almighty authority, looking at the negativity of a soul, it's like giving energy to that negativity. Giving energy, almighty's energy to that negativity means, no matter how much the soul makes effort, the soul will not be able to get rid of that negativity. It's like stamp. So powerful, Baba's thing is. When Baba is so powerful, how about Baba's children? How about Baba's children? We are also powerful. So when we children, Baba's children, look at the negativity of others again and again, what are we doing? What are we doing? Putting stamp or giving energy to that negativity, no matter how much the soul wants to progress, no matter how much the soul wants to get rid of that weakness, I am giving that energy to that weakness and the soul will not be able to move up, getting rid of that weakness. So this is the thing that happens when we look at the weakness of others. So that's why Baba says, don't look at the negativity of others. Okay. Okay. So, you take it in a different way. Say, okay, this is an opportunity for you to improve. Yes, you have to be positive. You have to be positive. Yeah, because taking a positive situation and positively, it's so easy. But looking at the negative situation in a positive way, that's the challenge that we need to face. That's the challenge that we need to face. Right? So if the teacher is looking at your positive virtues again and again, so you feel good. Right? Oh, the teacher is so good, so... But when she looks at your negativity, and so that's... And it's so much important also. There are people who would just boost you, pamper you. But are there people who would really say, oh, look, this is your mistake. You need to correct this. So it's like a bonus. It's like a help that I'm getting. That, okay, this is it that I want to change. No. Yes, Baba is responsible, and no matter what, because when the other person, okay, not only the negative virtue, but at least if somebody has a negative sanskar, maybe, like screaming at us, or you know, any of the negative sanskar might be having, but that is a negative sanskar. Because of that negative sanskar, again, I am having negative thoughts. What will happen like that? When that happens, it becomes worse because I am putting oil into the fire. When I am putting oil into the fire, that fire will increase. That particular sanskar will increase again and again. More. So if I want to cool down that negative fire, what am I supposed to do? Water. What type of water you should put? Cool water, okay? But cool water from mind, how are you going to give cool water? Good wishes, blessings, and thinking positive about that person. Because that is a negative cycle starting. So if I also have negative thought, again that non-negative cycle. Negative cycle will strengthen. Negative cycle will strengthen. When the negative cycle strengthens, more karmic accounts. So if that person is giving negative, I should give positive. When I give positive, then I'm neutralizing, gradually I'm neutralizing this negative cycle. It doesn't happen in 1 or 2 days, but for over a period, constantly when I'm having positive energy, giving positive energy towards that soul, towards that person, over a period of time, that cycle will change into positivity. Yoga with that person. Yeah. Yeah. Just first you just become bodiless. Don't remember any other human beings. What Baba wants us to see, what real yoga, what is it that Baba says about yoga, is forget the body and bodily relations. That is the first thing that Baba asks us to do. Forget the body, my own body, and the people around me. Okay? So being soul conscious is very much important towards the starting. Then the connection you will get. So forgetting the body and forgetting about others. When I stabilize myself in soul conscious stage, and I take some time to stabilize in that soul conscious stage, I just don't jump to Baba. I take some time to become stabilized in that soul conscious stage, properly, completely detached from the body, and then go to Baba. Then I can experience a lot of things. Whatever I want to experience, I can experience. Okay? So this way we can transform. And good wishes also is a very good power that we can change our karmic accounts from a positive cycle to a negative cycle towards a positive cycle. Okay? I was speaking about that thinking of negativity about others, right? When Baba puts things of some negativity, then it's like putting a stamp. So Baba's children also should not be thinking about any negativity about others. And okay, many times what happens is we don't think of negativity about others. We think of ourselves. Oh, I have this weakness. I can't wake up at Amrit Vela. I can't get rid of my anger. I can't get rid of this one. Can't rid of. So we start, continue doing this. So what happens then? What happens then? We are again putting a stamp on ourselves about that negative. Okay, we need to identify our weaknesses. Identifying is very much important, because without identifying, we can't remove it, right? If I don't realize that I have ego, I say, I'm very humble, I'm very good, I'm sweet, but inside I don't know that I have a huge ego, right? So when I don't realize that I have ego, I don't make efforts to remove it. Okay? To recognize and realize it is very much important. But again and again, thinking and brooding over it is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Okay? So, if I have ego, I realized, I understood, and I recognize that I have huge ego. Okay? So, now, what am I going to do to remove that ego? Oh, I have ego. I have to get rid of this. Baba, make me egoless. Make me egoless. Make me egoless. Do we make efforts like that? Or what are we going to do to remove that? Okay, looking inside, I've understood I have ego. So now, what are we going to do about that? Yes, invoke humility and thinking of humility a lot, thinking of stabilizing myself in my original form, because ego is also impurity. Right? Ego is also impurity. When I, the soul, stabilize in the pure form of purity, I'm completely pure soul. So all these impurities of ego, it gets destroyed. It gets burnt out. It gets burnt out. So stabilizing in a powerful stage of purity will burn out all these impurity. Because originally, we all souls, when we were in Paramdham, how were we? We were pure and powerful. Right? So we all were like that. So in our eternal, original stage, when we were in Paramdham, we all were like that. So invoke that powerful stage again and again. So automatically all these impurities, no matter whatever it is, or everything will get dissolved. Everything will get dissolved. You know, invoking a positive and powerful stage again and again is very much necessary. So this is how I'm going to dissolve my, or destroy, not only dissolving, but destroying my weaknesses and negativities. So this is about good wishes. Let us take the topic of pure feelings. What feelings, how do you connect the feelings with? Because we human beings have feelings. And this is a speciality of human beings, right? Because if we don't have feelings, we are like just like a log. Wood, just like a wood. So feelings are the special things that we human beings have. But feelings are very sensitive also. Very sensitive. The feelings get hurt, it's very dangerous. It's very damaging. You know, feelings are sensitive, but also very powerful if we use it in a positive way. very positive, very powerful if we use it. Because where there are feelings, we can make impossible possible. Without feelings, we can't work. We can't make impossible possible. As you know, we listen to many incidents in the world. In one of the news, you know, there was a huge earthquake happened. When the people started to dig the debris, they saw one thing, and they were really astonished about was like the mother completely, you know, covering the child completely. Covering the child in all four directions so that the child would live no matter whatever happens to her. Right? The mother died, but the child was survived. So why did she do that to the child? Why did she do that to the child? Not to other children, but to her child. Why did she do for her child? Love. Love. And that's why there was sacrifice. See, she sacrificed her life for her child. This is a feeling. That was a deep feeling of love that made her to sacrifice her life. Right? If there is no feeling of love, we can't do anything. Yes. When the feeling is selfless, when the feeling is powerful, then we can make impossible possible. We can achieve a lot when the ingredients of feeling is included in it. Then we can achieve a lot. So now, how are we going to improve on these feelings, and how are we going to take our feelings to the purest level? Let us understand the relationship of relations and feelings. You know, feelings would come only when we have relationships. Without relationships, we can't have feelings. If somebody is going, you know, on the road, and you're walking on the road and you just see an accident happening between the two vehicles. As an observer, you know none of the people in the two vehicles, you know. You're not related to any of them. You don't know any. All are strangers. So what do? You either walk out because you're not connected with that. You're afraid of the police thing later on. Or if you have some feeling for that, okay, let me help. So help them to be taken to the hospital, whatever is done. After two, three days, you forget it. Right? So you did whatever was needed to be done and you forgot about it. After a few days, maybe a week, after 10 days, you forgot about it. But if somebody, some one person in that accident was your close friend, very thick friend, so what do you do? How the reaction would be? The first situation and now this situation. Completely different. You are so concerned about that person. You rush that person. No matter what happens at the hospital, you take care of that person. And you're concerned about that person for days together until the person gets discharged. So why this difference? The difference between the first situation and the second situation. Why this difference? Relations. Because in first situation, none of them were related to you. In the second situation, one person was related to you. Right? The relationship made the difference. Right? So relationships and feelings are connected deeply. Okay? So now, if I want to heal my feelings, because why we don't have pure feelings? Because we have been hurt. Our feelings have been hurt for a long period of time now. Because we have taken maximum number of births. From copper age onwards, in every birth maybe, or every second birth, something has hurt me, some relationship has hurt me. Either it's a father, either it's a mother, or a friend, or a husband, or a wife, or a child. Because of someone, that hurt is there. Somebody didn't take care of me properly. Somebody deceived me. Somebody cheated me. Somebody, you know, something has happened in our lives of many births. So we are holding that hurt deep in our heart. So it's not this birth, it's not the relationship of this birth that's harming me enough. It's the relationship of the past births that's harming enough. It's the burden of hurt is there. Now, because I'm holding that hurt, I'm not able to relate to certain relationships in this birth properly. Right? So I need to heal that. How are we going to heal that now? How are we going to heal that? Yes. Because I can't heal by developing a relationship with human being now. Okay, no matter how that person is loveful, caring, concerned, best person on earth to get related to. But that healing process will not happen unless and until I don't develop all relationships with Baba. Don't develop all relationships with Baba. Just imagine a small child. It's born now. And as the child grows up, the child comes to know, okay, I have my mother. I don't have a father. How would the child feel? How would the child feel? Yes, no matter how much the mother would be loving, how much care and concern the mother would be taking, she is giving all attention, she is taking all pains to bring up that child. But even then, how the child would be feeling, okay, mother's love is good. Okay, I don't have complaint about my mother. My mom is very good. But hope I had a father. Why is that emptiness is there? Because the flavor of mother is different from the love of the flavor of the father. The flavor of mother's love and the flavor of father's love, different. If the child has just the father and not the mother, then also that emptiness is there. And then as the child grows, only parents' love is not sufficient for that child. The child needs the brothers, sisters, grandparents, friends. You know, all the flavor of love of each one, each relationship is different. The flavor of mother's love and the flavor of grandparents' love, again, is different. So, as a child grows up, when the child gets all the love from all the relationships, then the child will grow as emotionally stable person. Emotionally stable person. But somewhere in this iron age, no matter we have all the relations, I have my grandparents, I have my parents, I have my brothers and sisters, I have my friends, everyone is there physically, but that connectivity and that exchange of love is not happening. Right? So that's why the emotional healing is not happening. So the only way to get my feelings healed, emotionally healed, not only of this birth, but also previous many births, is only by connecting to Baba with all relations. With all relations. You know, when I think that Baba is my father, you know, how secure I feel. You know. So every relation has a different feeling. When I have the feeling, okay, Baba is my mother, you know. So I feel so affectionate. Somebody is there to take care of me. So each relation is connected with a particular feeling. So when I fill that feeling with every relationship, then the soul starts to get healed. You know? Get healed. And when I get healed, only then I can give pure feelings for others. Only then I can have pure feelings for others. So internal healing should happen to ourselves first. Filling myself, making myself content and satisfied. And then when I'm completely content and satisfied, then I don't have expectations about others. I want this thing from this person. I want this thing from this person. No. I'm content by myself so that I'm in a position to give. I'm not in a position to take. I'm in a position to give. Right? Just like a fruit, you know, when it is being ripe in the tree, it takes all the ingredients from the tree. Once it's completely ripe, it falls out. Right? So now, why am I not able to be completely content or completely satisfied? It's because somewhere there's gap. Somewhere there is hole. Somewhere there's emptiness. You know, I want that particular thing. Once everything is full, only then I become content, right? So I need to draw all those things from Baba. And this can happen only with relations. Getting satisfied. And when we are completely satisfied, and that's what happens in Golden Age. In Golden Age, why our relationships are so beautiful? All are full. Just like, you know, a complete ball. All are complete. Everyone is complete. And when complete peoples are interacting with each other, there are no expectations. There are no expectations. They are interacting out of love. That's all. There's complete love. There's flow of energy. There's no expectation. There's no expectation of wanting. Complete by themselves. But in Silver Age, what happens? 2 degrees. Complete, just complete moon, full moon. And after 2 days, what happens? Slight thing. So in Silver Age, we are all like that. Slightly deteriorated. So when we Silver Age people are interacting with each other, what happens? This slight expectation. Whatever the thing is there, emptiness is there in me, I want to fill in by interacting with other person, by having relationships with different people, with my parents, with my spouse, with my children, whatever. Like, I want to fill in that gap by interacting, having relationship with different. Okay, I'm satisfied also because little bit of deterioration, so little bit of gap. So I'm satisfied there. But as I go from Copper Age to Iron Age, how are we in Iron Age? Just before the new moon, how it be? One line. One line moon. Right? One line is just 1 or 2% full and 98% empty. Now when we are 98% empty and 2% full, I want to fill in this gap, emptiness, by what? by having relationships with different people, you know, with my parents, with my friends, with my, and that's why in Iron Age relationship is a havoc, is a chaotic thing, and people are usually not happy with the relations, right? That is the area that we have all have problem, because we are 2% full and 98% empty. So at this time of the Kalpa, when the souls are, you know, just 2% full and 98% empty, the best thing and the effective way to fill ourselves is by having relationships with Baba. And that is the most effective, powerful, and a quicker method also. You know, the soul would become complete. It will soak all the love, all the power from Baba. Experiencing particular relationship every day. You know, going into the depth of it. When you have a physical mother, what type of relationship you have? A perfect relationship of a mother and a child. How is it? You know? So the perfect relationship of Baba being my mother and I being the child. What do I get? What do I receive? And the perfect relationship of father and a child. What do I get? So we know it's not that we are new to all these relations. It's only that I'm shifting from human beings to Baba, to God. Right? So experiencing those qualities, virtues, and that love is very much important. That flavor of love I need to draw from Baba. The flavor of that particular relationship that I need to, you know, just, that has to seep in. That has to just, you know, absorb, get absorbed in the soul. And then when I'm content, then it's everything is pure. Then I'm satisfied. I'm, you know. Because why do we react sometimes? Because when we are hurt, we react, right? When there's no hurt, I interact in a normal way. So when I'm content, when I'm satisfied, I'm completely at bliss, in peace with myself, so I can always interact in a positive way with others. Right? So that connection, that link, that pure relationship with Baba is very much important. To have pure feelings for others as well. So when I experience the depth of each relationship with Baba, then it's easy for me to give to the world family. You know? That's it. Okay? Oh. Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's the same relationship that we had, because if we are not denying the fact that my parents are not my parents. My physical parents would be my physical parents anyway in this birth. Okay. So I'm not going to go up to my father and say, oh, you're my brother. Okay, so it's not that level of change. Yeah. I look at the role also, but I also look at the soul. But I'm not, when I just look at the role, then there are tendency of getting attached to that person. Right, so I appreciate the fact that that soul is playing the role of a father in my life in this birth. I don't deny that, but also when I now and then look at that person as a soul, also then there's no attachment. There's appreciation for whatever that father has given me in this birth. There's appreciation, but also there's no attachment. So when there's no attachment, I am helping that person on a energy level. When I look at that soul as a soul, then I'm helping that soul. When I look at the soul, then there's a flow of energy. When there's a body consciousness, I think there's the energies are blocked. So when I look at the soul, then the energy flow is there. So I'm just repaying that back. Whatever that soul has given me in this birth, I'm repaying back in this way. That's it. Yes. Why does attachment comes? It's because of the body consciousness. Body consciousness is always body consciousness always brings attachment. So then there's limitations. There's grossness in it. There's heaviness in it. So then there's a blockage of energy. Then there might be all types of negativity that can come up. Either it's too much attachment or too much detachment. There could be hatredness. It could be anything else also. Because maybe my father has not taken care of me as he was supposed to take care of me. Or something might have happened or whatever. For that negative hatredness might be there. Or any negative feeling might come up. Right? Because of body consciousness. When I understand, okay, this person is also a soul. So then I understand the karmic account. I understand everything. So then there's no negative feelings. Okay? Om Shanti.